Сажи поки дюшим это там.
Вырадишь мне кем
With the intention to become a fully enlightened person for the sake of all sentient beings, think of listening to this teaching. We have already covered of the six perfections. We have covered the perfection of giving, and now we the second one is the perfection of morality. So practice of morality is something very important for us. And with regard to this, again, as we in the case of the perfection of generosity, of giving, we have these four outlines, which are the benefit of morality, practicing the perfection of morality, and then the identity of the nature of morality, and then divisions of morality, and then finally the means of keeping morality.
Yusuf'un çayını.
Jewish given us on the day, Jewish Semele, Jewish Sama, Jewish given our Lord, Ramay, Nyan Zirke, Ram Yeje. And then he said, why did he? So, I don't want to learn from there, but then he said, I don't want to hear you think of it, I want to get to the day. And then he said, I'm not going to go away, I didn't do this.
So with regard to morality, it is said in the second chapter of Master Chandrakirti's Entering the Middle Way, verses, the first chapter in that text deals with that of the perfection of giving, and the second chapter deals with the perfection of morality. Where it says, in the second chapter it says, there is no other cause. There is no other cause than that of morality for attaining that of the we call the definite the goodness, which is referred to liberation, nirvana, and that of higher rebirth. Then. Than keeping morality for those of these different types of beings. He refers to as sort of ordinary beings, which refers to beings who may be on not have entered any of the path systems of Hinayana Mahayana, or those who have entered the path Hinayana Mahayana but not having reached the Arya path, and then those of the beings of he refers to sungye, which means bone from the words of the Buddha, which refers to those of the Shravakas, the Sangha they call it. Usually translated as the hearers. He also refers to those of the solitary realizers or Pratyeka Buddhas, as well as the Bodhisattvas. And so for all of these different types of beings, ordinary beings, Shravakas, Pratyeka Buddhas, and Bodhisattvas, there is no other cause for them to attain higher rebirth and therefore definite goodness or liberation than keeping morality.
모두 유니 드릴래 얘네 잡아다 모두 유니 드릴래 했는데 제가 되기 드릴라 모두 매일 매일 생각해 되기 드릴 유니 쏟았다면 저 드릴 유 내는 모두 유니 드릴 보이는 거 드린데 드릴 유니만 몇 잡아 말해 드릴 그냥 되기 유니 생일을 제가 보니 유니 쏟았다면 저 이제 모두 전 유 드릴 모두 야무로 쓰고 모두 유니 드릴 드릴 모두 야무로 때리
で、みんなの病気、やらない病気。天然で病気を解決、病気を治るわ。もうどうとはなんで、もうどうとはなんで、今すぐ治るわ。病気やまやめちゃう。病気どうしたの？それに病気どうしたの？もうどうの病気で病気どうするの？それにどうしたの？大変だ。普段で。 그래서 드림에 이바다나야는 무엇을 도구하고 해. 그래, 이마다, 드림하소는, 그래, 이메일 어디, 로트에 줘야지, 이거로 와. 오늘 이 드림하소가 있잖아, 오늘 이 도우선이 잡아 있는데, 드림하소가 있잖아, 로트에 줘야, 로트에 떨어지려고 하고 와. 그, 그거 같은데. 그래서,
他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他，他
그들 많은 분들 지나가지 않고 다니는 분들 너 조금 도움을 받게 되리 조금 되나? 이 말에서 나는 이 운동도 도와봐 저기 이제
In the quotation that we just quoted from Master Chandigirti's text, it's said that there is no other cause than kind of morality for the higher good and liberation. But here you have to understand that this the phrase where it says there's no cause other than morality, it does not mean that except for that of given morality, there is no other cause for us to be born into those of the higher realms of existence or leading us to for liberation. What this shows is by saying that there is no other cause, what he, Master Chandrakirti meant is that it is morality, given morality, which is the principal cause for higher rebirth. And so this is something we have to understand. It's not excluding other causes, it's showing the main cause being there for the morality. And what happens is when you don't keep morality, even if you may have given practice of giving so much, what happens is because of being immoral while you give to people, but because of not keeping morality, what happens is your immorality can cause you to be reborn into lower realms of existence, such as those of the what are called the Naga realm. And Naga realm is considered to be within the animal realm, and is considered to be an unfortunate realm as well. But it is said that while you may be born into Naga realm, the Nagas are said to have so much wealth, and so because of not keeping morality, because of your immorality, you're born into as Naga, you will be born into Nagas. But because of your giving that you've practiced, they said that you can have lots of wealth, even if you're born as in the animal realm. And so, that's another. And therefore, the result of your giving is the wealth, even as another, but the result of your not keeping morality, going against the practice of morality, is that the rebirth as a Naga. So even as animals, you can be rich like the Nagas, and also there are cases for pretas, hungry ghosts who are said to have so much wealth because of their practice of giving. They have so much wealth, but because of their immoral practice, they are ghosts. And so Master Nagarjuna has also said that although through the practice of giving, and the beings may be born into these unfortunate realms of existence, but because of their immoral, having broken the leg of morality, they are born into these unfortunate realms. Even though they may have lots of wealth, and so to be born as in order to for us to take rebirth into the godly realms or human realms, it is important for us to keep morality, to practice morality. In order to be born, for example, as a human being, it is said that you should have in the past, you should have kept morality, be it the ten abstaining from the ten non-virtuous actions, or practicing abstaining from those of the from committing the four roots, downfalls and so forth. So these can, by practicing these moral codes, you can hope to, because we are born as humans because of having kept certain number of moralities in the past. And so it's important that to be reborn as humans, we must keep at least a few ethical moralities. And then, as a result of our practicing, the patience and having practiced the joyous effort and so forth, we can be, as humans, for example, we can have beautiful bodies and attractive bodies and powerful we can be very strong and powerful people physically, and so these are the result of practicing the other virtues of patience and the joyous effort. Now, what happens if you are born as into those of the Pratharam or the Nagas, where you have so much wealth for yourself, since you are born as an animal or a Pratha, what happens is, especially in the case of the Nagas, although they have so much wealth because of their past karma giving, but since they are born as animals, they don't. They have this. The Nagas, especially, are said to be very miserly about their wealth, and they don't think of giving to others. And therefore, although they have so much wealth, they are not able to create good karma using their wealth. But whatever the good karma they have created in the past. Are ripe and ripen in their life, and then those good karmas kind of exhaust they wear out, and therefore they are not able to create new good karmas for them to have the same kind of wealth in the future. And therefore, although you have so much wealth, if you don't keep morality, it is said that the whatever wealth you may have will go to waste, and slowly they just exhaust, and you will not be able to create more positive karmas by using your wealth. And so that's why it's important to keep morality while you practice giving as well. It's like keeping morality is like you have having this kind of the capital money that you put into deposit in your bank, and so once you put it in a bank, then you always have some interest on it. And so giving, by practicing giving, you get that interest. But because of practicing by practicing giving, you have the capital money. But because of your by keeping morality, you have wealth, and you increase your wealth. And by giving, you actually have the result of that as well, gaining wealth. And so, keeping morality itself is very important for us if we want to increase and get more and more interest on what the capital money that we have. Because Master Nagarjuna also says that without keeping morality, whatever wealth you have, along with the interest that you gain, are all exhausted. And in the future, you will not have any more wealth. And so keeping morality helps in that, in gaining the interest, whereas that of giving gives you the capital. And so we see also in the case of dogs, for example, like people keep the pets, and what happens these days, and we see that people who have keep dogs, and these dogs are able to enjoy good food other than unlike other dogs in the streets and so forth. And so why that is so? Why these specific dogs are able to enjoy good food and good living conditions and so forth is because of their practice of giving in the past. Whereas because of not having practiced morality, they are born as animals. And so this shows that the importance of keeping morality if we wish to be reborn into higher realms of existence as such as in the human realm. And then with regard to the nature of morality, it is this called the the wish or the thought of to keep one's ethical morality. Within this morality, there are those of morality which are naturally the ten non-virtuous, avoiding or abstaining from the ten non-virtuous actions is naturally moral practice. And so, whereas there are other types of morality for which you have to actually take vows from others, just those of the vows of Upasaka, the layman vows, or the Odin Sangha vows. And these are the vows, once you have taken these vows, and then if you go against certain precepts, they become negative because of having taken the vows. And so, whereas the ten non-virtuous actions, if you commit any of these ten non-virtuous actions, such as killing or lying and so forth, they naturally become negative actions. It doesn't depend on taking vows from anybody. And so, in the case of indulging in the ten non-virtuous actions. For example, if you are born as in lower realms of existence, such as animals, like dogs, what happens is when they kill some other animal, naturally that is a negative action of killing. This kind of action of killing does not depend on taking vows. So they're naturally negative actions. When you are born as an animal, you cannot keep morality as such. But what happens is that they feel more or less compulsive to commit non-virtuous actions, such as killing or stealing, harming others. And so this is the negative side of being born into the lower realms of existence. Whereas as humans, we can at least have this intention, the determination to keep certain morality. And then because we have this intelligence, we have to use it properly to keep morality without even committing these negative actions. The natural negative actions of ten non-virtuous actions. in the case of the ten non-virtuous actions, they become non-virtuous right as you commit these ten non-virtuous actions, such as killing other people or stealing other people or killing animals and so forth. They naturally become stealing from other people, or when you have that intention and then you actually commit the action physically, you are doing these non-virtuous actions of killing and so forth. Whereas in the case of in case of these ten non-virtuous actions, there are three of the body, four of the speech, and then three of your mind. With regard to those of the non-virtuous actions of speech, you use your language, your speech, to deceive other people. Once you fulfill that goal of deceiving others, and telling lie to them, or causing some kind of conflict or rift between friends and so forth, and they become naturally non-virtuous actions. And then, in the case of the three non-virtuous actions of your mind, just as you have this thought of covetousness or the maliciousness thought, and also they have the wrong view. And as soon as these thoughts arise in you, you are committing these non-virtuous actions. And therefore, with regard to these, keeping morality, it is this force not to commit these non-virtuous actions, but to avoid doing these non-virtuous actions. That thought is the nature or the identity of morality.
그 강을 때문에 저주 소세기 배를 소주를 차이잖아 소세스의 승진 될라 소주 승진 될라 미니 그 소주 소주가 이미다 파이 소주 동안 저주 이미 동안 그러나 공원 선발 계속은 저주 공원 선발의 승진 살 계속 승진 다시 놓은 거야 뭐 거울 얼마면 놓고 말해 바지를 소주가 지장 소주를 바로 소담 소미주의 무사히 영원하고 랑 이번에 드린다는 소리를 보면서 뭐 보고는 랑 지금 보고 바로 소리 세워 매워 지금 놓아요 그래서 저희 엄마 하거든 랑 이번에 드린다는 소리를 보면서 뭐 소리를 이미 보고 지금 보고 대신에 소리를 보면서 뭐 보고서는 그렇게 됐지 사실에서 제일 무리는 없이 뭐 그렇지 바로 무슨 말을 내가 뜨고 가는 소리 근데 집안에 바로 그런 소송 오면 뭐 대신에 이제 소리 소원을 바로 그렇게 해야지 그 소재가 너무 힘든 거지. 랑이 뭐는 대래 니는 니가 방송을 이게 대신 주는 거고. 뭐 걸음을 먹고 이렇게 자고 그래. 걸음 속 쓰는 거 어디서 어디서 해야 하는 거야 이거.
So this the nature of morality is as you said the thought to avoid killing, no, or avoid engaging in these non-virtuous actions. And so, for example, in the non-virtuous action of killing, once you develop this thought or the wish not to commit killing, not to commit that kind of non-virtuous action of killing, then that thought itself becomes the image of morality. When you reach the perfection of that is called the morality, it is called perfection of morality. So in this case, it doesn't really have to be the case that you don't actually go from your side. You do not have to go ahead and stop killing each and every time there's killing going on or anything like that. But it is this determination from your side not to commit the act of killing, which counts as the keeping morality of not killing. As we said in the case of the perfection of wisdom, giving. The practice of giving doesn't mean that you that you should be able to get rid of the poverty in the world. But it is this the thought of the determination and thought to give generously, give without any sense of miserliness and so forth. And so once you develop that determination and you perfect it, then you have reached that perfection of giving. So similarly, it is this in the case of the morality. Once you develop this thought not to commit any of these non-virtuous actions, such as killing, and then when you perfect this morality, you reach that the perfection of morality. It's not going to be possible for us to stop the killing all the time. And it goes on. There's not much we can do about it. But from our own side, we should develop this attitude of not killing other sentient beings. And then that is, avoiding the practice of morality of not killing other sentient beings.
So, dedim ki yani bu tabi sosyolojik yani bu dedim ki sürün soğudu bu müslüm seyredi nere bu nere bu soğur dedim ki yavaş dedim ki o sene o zaman diye zim yok bana ben de daha sosu o seme zim yok bana sosu bu sosu bana yemin ol sosu bana hani o zaman diye zim yok bana yani sedafanlı bu dedi konulu bu kaygan gözüdü gibi sürülen bu Sosyal değil, zemin yok bana, şimdi gidip dolayı yaşam seni söylerim dolayı. Sözünü sonra, sosyal bir sebebi bu var. Sosyal bir sebebi daha güvenli bir gerçek söylemek var. Sosyal bir zemin yok bana, yavaş çözülür, gerçek kanadan kurulmaya, gerçek söylemek değil. Sosyal değil, zemin yok bana, 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 zemin 그러나 무슨 많이 나요? 무슨 네 이름이 뭐냐면 이 밥을 비비지만 나서나? 어제나 전에 이미 오래 이미 돌아오네 내가 뭐 이미 오래 이만 나서나? 이만 나서 이미 오래 이만 나서 한 용수 삼바 대지 오래 이만 나서나? 이만 이 이만 나서 이게 양수 요새 쓰는 게 너무 많아. 그렇지 뭐 이만 현재 후배 이제 이거 무슨 뭐 소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소소
And then with regard to the divisions within the practice of morality, there are three of them. The first is called the morality of restraining morality, and then the second is called morality of morality of gathering virtues, spiritual practice. Virtues, and then the third one is called the morality of performing or actions to benefit sentient beings. And so in any of these three types of morality, what is important is that of the wish or the thought to abstain from committing the non-virtuous actions. So in the case of, for example, killing. What you have to see is that the negative side or the effect of killing, and see also the positive side of not committing such an action of killing. And so, seeing both these pros and cons of the action, you think of not committing the action of killing, and then therefore, when in this case, you have this wish or thought not to kill an animal or kill a sentient being, and that itself is restraining, showing the restraint of in killing. And then with that thought not to kill, if you do some virtuous action, any kind of virtuous action, although that action in itself may not be the act of killing, abstaining from killing as such, but it is a virtuous action which is complemented by that thought of not killing or keeping the morality of not killing some sentient being. And similarly, when you have that thought of keeping morality and not committing the non-virtuous actions, and then with that thought as the basis, engage in certain actions which benefit other sentient beings, then that is the practice of morality of helping or benefiting other sentient beings. So and the action itself may not be itself the morality as such, but because of that thought, it is turned into the practice of morality. And so it is similarly the case with that of the practice of giving, where you see the disadvantage or the faults of, you know, miserliness and see the benefits of that and giving, and then accordingly you wish to you develop the thought to give something to others, and then that becomes the act of giving. So in this way, what is important for us to understand in the case of morality is that the nature of morality is that of the thought not to commit any non-virtuous actions, showing restraint from committing any non-virtuous actions. And then when you do some engage in certain actions based on that, that action is turned into the practice of morality.
我就告诉你，你就告诉我，告诉我，你就没有就是看我的，不，我没什么，就是你像我嘛，现在告诉我，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说你，你现在你就说
我恐怕不怎么应当信。你要有现在呀，就会得某个问题。那今天你生意送家你咋去送回去，生意咋送下来，送下来那么多，他就某个问题，生意送我第一个去不去，送去了明个生意送我的话，什么就送我了，就是看什么就说的是我你们用我的送了，啊，那我们现在拿着我们现在家那么多，然后嘛是某个问题呢，就送我不得了，某个吧，送了不送了某个问题，那现在的，然后。我的天，这不过多就下来。啊，人牛忙的，他天写，如果没人呀，他叫牛忙的，没人他就出去了，公路就接着了，啊，忙的，没下工送，这公路工地三个人，没下工送的你，啊，到底下工不回来那个时候，谢谢你，没下人因为那些，你就那里中央点，因为什么，你们不干那个些，因为他在出差了。好嘛，还是往这地去。所以这个呢，还有啊，八百多，我说你们不，八百个牛身，八百斤，大家去吃呢，多少人买去吃？多少人买去？你买下呢？你说呀，你一些兄弟兄弟，多少人买去？八百多牛身的。我那么就拿起来，他们就我就这些都要这么开工资啊，那这，农村干，不是毛毛在地里，农村干活，农村干的嘛，农村干的，人家八百下工，人家被一些农村钱，一些人没，一些人，人嘛人在那边钱，你现在我用不完的，你现在想我拆的，你这边拆的，那就去叫我用嘛，是那么就是把这边这边钱的八百块钱，这我就当了，那我。第一步个三百万人，三百七十三十五万人，三十七十三在第一个，春运就送出去了，人家保险金都送了多少？保险金都送了，人家经营金都送了，你送过来的，就是说钱个了，我保了，你们你这个星期了，你们是小忙的，你们是帮的谁？你们等你这个星期了，你把他们来的。人慢慢升级，速度，你这样说啊？你这你妈是干嘛米的？妈的，米都要的，你穷嘛是吧？你还皮了干农，米也没吃农的，米也没也吃不了老农的，现在你们今天真的干农的，米干嘛全部节省了？咱们有农活，米如果你是米多呀，我再说到底，八面的，这些都是要的，现在八面的都是。
因为这帮人这么辛苦啊，你觉得你觉得咱把他吸引进去，你你把他你给帮忙的，先把先先把这买进去，你先叫他学个车，那你给把他送上，当地的一个路上上，那你给把他送上，再吸引进去，我到这里就是真正成功。王宇在吸引。没学东西搞，没学东西搞，我说八月份、八月份三十一个星期，我认真读不懂。别人说是中三幺嘛，然后都忙拆机，一问一问新药，新药新药就读过了，这就当了天王嘛。对，他都这个，现在看来现在都出过的，就是拿咱他拿我们多。现在人心都刚给新药了，新药新药一起这种，你人现在什么你做的什么那也真用多。但是行的话，但是你这边是能看定的话，我那什么呢，就是从这个嘛，从木的他，但是一咱把那花园长，我在吃，你咱把它经营的我们就从过去。
Then with regard to the guarding the morality, what we have to understand is going against morality happens because of four different factors, which are called the four doors of downfall. And so these are those of ignorance, the first one, and then the second one is called recklessness or carelessness, and then the third is the factor of having too much of negative thoughts and emotions within ourselves, and then the fourth factor is that of disrespect fullness. And so because of not knowing what will happen if you commit certain non-virtuous action, we tend to do commit those non-virtuous actions, and therefore we go against our vows and commitment and so forth, and cause these downfalls in our morality. And these happen because of ignorance. And so, for example, if you do not know that, if you're not aware that, you know, taking the life of another being is called non-virtuous action, then because of that act of ignorance, you might commit the action of killing, and not abstain from or avoid this action of killing. And so this is because of ignorance. And similarly with any other non-virtuous action, if you do not know that they are non-virtuous actions, then you will commit those non-virtuous actions. And therefore it is important, first of all, to know the advantage of keeping and practicing the virtues, virtuous actions, keeping morality and so forth, and then the disadvantage or faults of not keeping morality, and then accordingly keep the morality of not keeping killing human beings and so forth. And then sometimes what happens is, even though you know that certain action is immoral, but then you rather become a little bit like disrespectful. For example, what this means is, for example, you know, you some people might hear that the Buddha has said such and such things, and has said that doing this kind of action is negative and so forth. But then they might, although they may have they understood that the Buddha has said so, they may rather out of some disrespect to the Buddha, they may say, oh yes, this is what they would say. They just say things like this, and there's no meaning to it and so forth. So in showing disrespect is another factor which causes you to commit non-virtuous actions and going against the law of morality. And then, although the thirdly, even if you know that certain action is immoral and that you don't actually disrespect the words of the Buddha and so forth, you in fact have respect for his teachings. But what happens in our case, and most of the time, is because of the strong negative factors, negative emotions and thoughts in us, the mental afflictions, as we call them, such as, you know, the desire for something and so forth, then, you know, you commit negative actions like killing and stealing things from other people. And so this can happen because of your negative, strong negative mental thoughts and emotions. The fourth factor is that of being reckless or carelessness. What happens is, although we may understand something to be non-virtuous and so forth, but then because of our carelessness, we tend to kind of disregard the non-virtuous actions. And in fact, you know, indulge in the non-virtuous actions. This can happen, when you actually don't give thought to these committing the non-virtuous actions. Doing this kind of non-virtuous action will have such and such negative consequence, or that this is not something that we should do, this is something we should not do. Without giving thoughts like that, just, you know, being careless about committing the non-virtuous actions when we do them. And when this happens, what happens is we become rather shameless in committing non-virtuous actions. We become inconsiderate to other people as well because of our recklessness. And therefore, what we have to always keep in mind is that when you're about indulge in some non-virtuous action, you have to think about other people whom you might harm. You have to see that by doing such action, it's going to be not good for yourself, and then you are being inconsiderate to other people and so forth. And then try to avoid doing those non-virtuous actions. And therefore, in the Master Shambhidheva's The Way of the Bodhisattvas, when he deals with the practice of morality, what he has actually dealt with is that of guarding your mindfulness and watchfulness of the mind. And so it's very important for us to see the negative consequences of committing immoral actions, and to always be very careful about not committing those immorality. Then thinking that, you know, if you do this kind of immoral action, then it will actually become a cause for blame from others, and it will also be something, you know, immoral in terms of the world. When other people see you doing this, they consider it bad and so forth. And then you have to see that you are going against the practice of morality, and therefore you should not engage in these immoral actions. Sometimes this happens because of our not being careful and but reckless about this and our behavior. And so it so happens that sometimes we completely shut our eyes and, you know, commit whatever non-virtuous actions we may want to, and which is not good for yourself and others. And so it's important to always understand what is good in terms of morality or bad, what is allowed for us to do and what is not allowed for us to do. and see that, you know, when you are about to commit certain non-virtuous action, immoral action, that you become aware that you are about to do that, and you know, refrain from doing those actions. And so, therefore, it's important for us to be able to do that, to always be conscientious about our behavior and show mindfulness and alertness. because in many cases it happens to us that because we are not being mindful of what we are doing and we are reckless, although we know that certain actions such as lying to other people are non-virtuous, and it's not virtuous, but then we become compulsively a liar. And then after some time what happens is you don't actually know that you are lying to other people. You are not able to become aware that you are lying actually. And so this is because of not showing mindfulness and alertness in the mind. And so it's important always for us to show mindfulness, to be mindful of our actions and to be always watchful of what we are doing in our behavior. And so that we don't commit actions which are a cause of shame for ourselves as well as blame from others. Then the third perfection is that of the perfection of patience. Now here again, we have to know that the benefit of practicing patience, and then the nature or the identity of patience, and then the categories of patience, and then how to cultivate patience. Now with regard to the benefit, well, first of all, you have to see the faults and the disadvantages of the opposite of patience, which is anger. And so you have to see the faults and disadvantages of anger. And it's said that anger is a very powerful negative emotion, because it does not only harm the person who is angry at that very moment, but the anger itself is something negative. But then, unlike other negative emotions, such as the desire or attachment, or other negative actions such as killing of sentient beings, where that action itself is negative, but they do not destroy other negative other positive actions or karmas that we have created. Whereas in the case of anger, it is said that even a moment of anger can destroy a great deal of positive karmas that we may have created. So anger itself being is on one hand the anger is negative in itself, but then it also helps in destroying so much positive karma that we have created. Even a moment of anger can do that. And it's in fact said in Shantideva's text that a moment of anger can destroy the merit or the virtues and wholesome actions that we have created over a period of 1,000 eons. And so such is the power of anger. And it cannot even also when you have a very intense and strong anger, it can even destroy virtuous the positive karma that that you may have created over a period of tens of millions of eons as well. And so because of that, it's very very powerful negative emotion that can destroy so much positive karma that we have created. And then because of that, anger is said to be extremely disadvantageous of a negative factor that we can create in ourselves.
그래서 제 말에 따가 말이 제공해 말해서 무슨 말이 술대리 호가 제목 노래 제목도 이렇게 내 가지 날지 않아 수가 날지 않는 나가면 이제 우리 뭐 호가 지나고 어떤 것이 필요할 때 뒤에 제 호가 제 말에서 무슨 호가 말이 뭐 있어야 되리고 이 호로서 되는 게 바로 처음에서 또 난 떠서 난 거지 뭐 품품
什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？什么？
그리고 파지도 야, 그러면 이제 저거로 가먹어버리. 본인이 신경하마리. 누나님은 사연이 차고 오며리. 아, 강가, 삼촌, 맞아. 하고도 니 시에다. 니 공항, 그, 그, 푸샤. 저도 저거로 한번 저기 차으러 왔어. 그거. 언제니 이거 라운드 하면, 라운드 하면 이래. 가야는 하나, 라운드 쪽으로 하나, 하나 라운드 왔어. 하나 받으면 라운드 왔어. 바로 저, 그러 라운드 해. 라운드 이래.
그래서
승투쟁이 이렇게 나르기 하고 왔대. 고개 생활도 했는데, 슬픔까지 하고 왔고, 나르기도 떠지길 막 어디다, 방향을 담아 봤대. 저를 제 도도 와. 이렇게 해서, 라면 같이 담아 오고 왔다. 그게 슬프셔. 베인자는 가면서 내게, 나는 지길 막도, 바람 지길 막도, 라면 하고 와. 베인자는 이따 조차대. 술이 고도 사용도, 라면 같이 슬프고, 슬프고 이제 라면 같이. 你们把这些东西都给你们。그 가야만
So, then with regard to the nature or the identity of this patience, again here we have to understand that when we practice patience, what happens, what should happen is that even though somebody tries to use his bad language, scorning you or abusing you or beating you up and so forth, you think of, you know, showing patience, not returning back with the same kind of action, verbally or physically abusing and so forth. And in doing that, you have to see the disadvantage of the fault of that of the anger. And so, usually when we, when somebody does something bad to us or speaks something bad to us, when we react back with the same kind of action because of our anger. And so, what happens is we have to know that even though somebody may become angry at us and then abuses us, scorns us or beats us, for example, if you can show that patience, then rather than becoming angry, what will happen is you'll be able to tolerate whatever the other person is doing to you. Now, in this case, we have to note that there is this benefit of showing patience. Although the other person may be angry at you, but if you don't react with anger, but you know, try to show patience, then what will happen is, although that because of anger, and that other person may be creating lots of negative emotions, negative karma within himself or herself, but because we show patience, because you show patience, you will not be angry. And so, it is important to see that although the other person is angry at you and therefore uses this bad language and so forth, if you become angry, then it doesn't help you. Instead of, on top of, you know, having to suffer the abuse and support from the other person, you disturb your peace of mind as well by becoming angry. And so it's important not to get angry, because it really disturbs you, your peace of mind. Although the other person may be creating a lot of, harming himself or herself so much because of his or her anger, and also because of the abuse and the abusive language and physically abusing you and beating you up and so forth. And if you don't become angry, it will be a plus point for you, because you don't create negative emotions within yourself, which, as we said earlier, would otherwise destroy so much of our positive karma that we have created in the past. And so when such a thing happens, for example, if somebody comes forward and out of his or her anger he beats you up, how you should actually react in that situation should be such that you think that this person is actually overcome with negative emotions, and because of that he's doing this action, he or she is angry and so forth. And so because of that, what happens is, if we become angry, we can tell for ourselves that when you become angry, your mind is completely disturbed. And when you your mind is completely disturbed, it in turn has its effect on the body, and therefore your body also becomes weak and unable to function properly. And therefore we see that sometimes there are people in the world who are very patient with whatever is happening to them, and they have as we call it, like a big heart to accept things easily without stability of their mind, without losing this stability of their mind, the strength of their mind. And so we have to look at them as examples and show patience. When we have very angry and short-tempered angry people, what happens is they disturb their mind, and then also physically they harm themselves. And therefore we have to see the negative consequences of anger that is happening to others as well as oneself. And from that point of view, we have to try to avoid becoming angry. And then it also has great relevance for our health, and physical or mental health, showing patience and not becoming angry. And so whatever bad things others may do to you, you should always try to show patience and not become angry, so that you are not mentally disturbed, which in turn helps you not become physically disturbed. Try always to tolerate these abuses from other people. Of course, when we say these things, and there should be a reason for us to show patience. And in fact, there is a reason, good reason, to show patience, practice patience, which we must give thought to. And the reason, if you ask what is the reason that we should show patience, is when others become angry and harm you, what happens there is you have to see that other person has no doing the action of harming you, overpowered by his or her negative emotions. And so just as we know that when we become angry, and our actions are uncontrolled, and so we commit this action of uncontrolled action, we become almost like compulsive in harming others. So likewise, just as it is the case with you, you have to see that the other person is doing this and harming you because of being not able to control himself or herself. When we become angry, I mean, intensely angry, it can even happen that, you know, we may go ahead even to, you know, use bad languages, harming our own parents and near and dear ones. And so, seeing that anger has such a negative effect on you, you should see when others harm you that this person is not doing it voluntarily, but is or her she is doing it involuntarily because of being overpowered by his or her negative emotions. And therefore, you should become aware that the harm that the person is causing you or doing you is because of not being able to control himself or herself. It's involuntary that they are doing it. They have no control of themselves. And therefore see the negative, the faults or the disadvantages of anger. And even you can see, you can think in terms of that person not being able to see the negative effects or the faults of anger and the benefits of, you know, showing patience, and because of these, and the person is actually doing this wrong action, and therefore, what you have to acknowledge is that the person is completely disturbed mentally. And therefore, instead of becoming angry at the person, you should try to become compassionate, you know, show love and kindness towards that person. And think that you should not actually become angry or, you know, disturbed yourself, because this person is totally overcome with negative emotions, and is disturbed mentally, and feel compassion towards them. In fact, it is said that in Aryadevas, I mean, Master Aryadeva's 400 verses, that, you know, one should not become angry at someone who shows anger at us, and maintain our equilibrium of mind and not show anger, but think that this person who is angry at us, who is overcome with anger, is in fact like being possessed by some kind of a spirit. And therefore, when you think in terms of that the person is overcome with some kind of spirit because of his anger, you should not feel disturbed yourself internally. And so you have to stay in this state of mind where you don't lose your equilibrium of your mind, you don't become disturbed at all. And so, just as, so this is how the Buddha's, it is also said in the same text, that the Buddha's do not see, the Buddha's see these negative emotions in beings as enemies and not the person who have the negative emotions. And so, because of that, we have to understand that the person who is overcome with anger is not an object of our anger, or, you know, but we have to be able to show patience to them, feel compassionate and love them. Whereas the negative emotion that they have, that they're overcome with, is the one we have to try to use as a target to overcome, just as the Buddhas do that. Buddhas and Bodhisattvas see that anger is the one which they have to try to overcome. Anger and all negative emotions and rotten emotions are the ones which they have to try to overcome in person and in different beings, whereas the beings themselves are not to be overcome as such. And so with this in mind, we have to try to see that the negative emotions are the faults that we have and not the beings who have the negative emotions as such. And think of you know, trying to help to overcome those negative actions in other people, just like you try to overcome negative emotions within yourself.
그러면
So, seems for today we have to stop here. 샤샤. 만나라, please.
사지 포케 조심해 조차
미안이 예리에게 마음이 상계
신동에 대오라이
조단남당신하시오
이당